Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. For the month of April, we bring you a series of stories featuring writers as leading characters. Today's short story is A Day in the Life of Writer Na by Bang Hyun-hee. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
Writer Na, that's me. I'm inclined to listen to other people talk, as well as talk about other people. Writers are a breed of people who like telling others what to do, so I don't feel especially guilty about it. I woke up this morning feeling someone's voice penetrating deep into my ears. The words that voice rammed into my ears were, "How ridiculous." I opened my eyes slowly and recalled the words that tickled my ears right before those last two words. Those were, "You call this a novel? A form of satire and mockery?" They were followed by, "How ridiculous." And I could guess that the words that hadn't reached my ears yet were, "It's only excretion." M did say those things about my novel, but the voice that sharply made fun of me in my dream was that of my own. Oh, to think that I could easily internalize other people's criticism. I must be a very tolerant person, I thought as I lifted the comforter and looked at the wall clock. 7:10. I woke up too early. Damn that M.
In this week's episode of Books on Demand, we will read Bang Hyun-hee's A Day in the Life of Writer Na, which was published in 2013. On the day writer Na dreamt of his fellow writer M, he received M's newly published book in the mail. "I was disgusted by M's affectation that gave meaning to everything he saw and feigned seriousness. In other words, a sewage drain on the street on a rainy day became good fodder for self-criticism in his eyes, and he slammed other writers for not being critical of themselves even after seeing that drain. If I had a piece of advice for M, who declared a reason for his every act while picking apart other writers, it's mind your own business. I can't bear the martyr-like attitude he has towards the career of his own choosing." Mr. Na felt something hot coming up his throat as he saw the book cover featuring embarrassing praises. Literary critic Chun So-young explains why writer Na feels this way.
According to M, a writer should always be self-critical and give a serious meaning to every aspect of his life. In short, M doesn't think of literature as a means to describe real life. Instead, he tends to idealize his works and make them more mysterious. He also judges and rates other novels by his own standards. M is a snob and writer Na is disillusioned by him.
Mr. Na finds time to write between graduate school and part-time jobs. He gets a lucrative part-time job offer. He only has to work 2 months during his vacation in return for a semester's tuition. "I was to work as a personal secretary and a manservant. My employer, in his 80s, a former high-ranking official in the cultural ministry, became elated as he interviewed me for his new manservant job. My main tasks were to dine together with my employer at his home 4 times a week, read books to him and discuss them with him, make reservations for exhibits and concerts, and accompany him to those events. Today was Mr. Na's first day at work. Today's schedule included reading a book to his employer in the morning and taking him to an art exhibit in the afternoon. The old man gave Na some money to buy himself an outfit that would be fitting for the event. Na bought a new suit at the store the employer recommended and went to work at the employer's house in the posh neighborhood of Pyeongchangdong. What did you bring to read? It's The Loser by Thomas Bernhard. A pretty good title. Can you tell me about the writer and what it's about?" Writer Na told him about the book he had carefully chosen. Throughout his life, Thomas Bernhard hated his fatherland Austria that was conservative and indifferent to cleaning out the Nazis. He destroyed the format of novel with his wrathful language. He was branded as a man who spit on his fatherland. As he recited these descriptions about Bernhard, he saw the old employer's eyes tremble. I realized immediately that I had chosen the wrong book. This old man was a conservative and had pro-Japanese tendencies and even served as vice minister of culture during the dark years. Before his employer could show his displeasure more clearly, writer Na quickly started reading the book. It was a long-planned suicide, not a depressing act done out of impulse. I thought, our friend and the greatest pianist of our time, Glenn Gould, couldn't live past 51. I stole a look at the employer's face while reading the book and let my mind wander at the same time. The old man squinted a little and then mindlessly blinked his eyes. I suddenly had the following thought. This old man wasn't an artist. He might not even understand artists at all. I had a much easier time reading the book after that. Thank you. Why don't we take a tea break? The old man called for his wheelchair after drinking tea.
Where are you headed? The old man lifted his chin without answering. He wheeled himself slowly, but in fact, he wasn't going anywhere. Ah, he wants to go to the bathroom. How much of private activities should a personal secretary assist with? When he was wheeled to the toilet, the employer, who took someone's help for granted, pretended to stand up by pushing off the wheelchair arms. I quickly lifted him up and placed him in front of the toilet. I waited for him to pull down his pants before he sat down on it. With his shaking hand, the employer pushed the air freshener on the wall to release the scent. Then he flushed as he took a dump. He flushed once more after he was done. He tried to use toilet paper to wipe his behind, but couldn't seem to do that. So I let him lean on me while I wiped his ass. The employer didn't say thank you. Not saying anything was to make it seem like nothing had happened. It was just a transparent trick, because to me it seemed like subtle domination. I was offended that he made me read intentions behind his subtly changing facial expressions. He seemed to be telling me to grovel voluntarily.
Mr. Na was offended by the old man's behavior. Literary critic Chun So-young explains the old employer's attitude.
씨를 고용한 평창동 노인의 면면을 보면 일단은 표면적으로는
Mr. Na's employer seems to be very learned and classy on the surface. He was a high-ranking cultural official and art aficionado with ample cultural knowledge. But his true self isn't very highbrow. The old man hates the way he has aged and hires a personal secretary to do all the unpleasant tasks. He makes other people read his feelings instead of ordering outright. Human beings tend to be instinct-driven and materialistic. But the old employer deceives himself that he is better than that.
Lunch was delicious. Mr. Na even had rice wine with his meal before heading to the exhibit with the old man. Mr. Na's employer told him to park him next to the information desk. A long while later, a man came to say hello. Mr. Vice Minister, is it you? How have you been, sir? Then the man went inside to mingle with other people. The old employer followed him with a look of envy in his eyes.
Do you care to see the artworks? But I pointed at the crowd instead of the paintings. My employer seemed to have read my mind. He nodded. When we approached them, standing in a circle, they feigned to be startled and stepped aside to let us in. a silver-haired gentleman came up from the group and called my employer by his former title, Vice Minister. Ah, Professor Kim. My employer returned the acknowledgement and shook his hands with him. The man introduced him to those around him. Some of them bowed their heads reluctantly, and some continued talking with their friends after briefly glancing at the elderly in the weeds hair. They must not have recognized my employer since they looked away, smiling rather awkwardly, as if they had no interest in a vice minister, much less from many years ago. The silver-haired man kept introducing my employer to people around him. Standing behind his wheelchair, I decided to remain silent like a shadow. But then one of them recognized me. Mr. Na, what brings you here? He was a cultural reporter from K-Daily. He took alternate looks at the wheelchair push handles I was holding, the employer, and my face. With a sheepish grin, he tapped my arm.
Embarrassed, Mr. Na wondered if he should explain his situation to the reporter, but before he could do that, the reporter said goodbye and disappeared into the crowd. Mr. Na turned the wheelchair around without even asking the employer.
The wheelchair's footplate must have bumped into someone's ankle. I quickly stepped in front of the wheelchair, placing one hand on the man's back and stretching the other towards his leg. I'm sorry, are you hurt? The man turned to look at me. It was M. We stared at each other, wondering what each of us were doing there, and slowly stood up. Oh, hello, sir. M greeted my employer. It's you. How have you been doing? How's work? Did you say you were writing a long fiction? Yes, I've been well. How's your health? M's voice grew softer. I don't think he wanted me to hear him. M and I didn't look each other in the eye.
M went back to the crowd after a hurried greeting. Pang Min-ho, professor of Korean literature at Seoul National University, talks more about the relationship between M and the old employer.
In this story, M sees himself as a writer with an astute sense of art. The protagonist thinks that M is full of himself, but when M meets the former cultural vice minister, the protagonist is led to believe that M was once the old man's lackey. This scene provides a glimpse into the secret life of an artist in today's world.
My employer didn't give me time to see the artworks, but he had time to say hello to other notable figures. Neither my employer nor I had the opportunity to make good use of this outing. I still didn't have the resources to make good use of it, and my employer's chances had already disappeared long ago. And M was barely hanging on. So Mr. Na left the exhibit without seeing a single piece.
I will now take my employer back to his house and have his aged body lean against me before changing him into new clothes. Whether his authority is dead or broken, I have to tend to him as long as he pays me. M probably went back to his house to write a martyr-like story. I will go back to my house to write a story filled with mockery. And then, I will turn off the monitor and slip under the comforter before falling asleep, while thinking who I should use to knock on the closed door behind me. The story's conclusion is quite depressing. The story asks this question. If a writer doesn't have anybody to lean on in this world, scarce of those who truly understand the value of creative activities, should the writer go on creating new stories when he can't even get adequate compensation for his efforts? Fortunately, Mr. Na has a view of literature different from that of M. Mr. Na, at least, is likely to go on writing stories that are not hypocritical. And I believe that the story's author, Bang Hyun-hee, also writes with such resolve.
계속 써가지 않을까, 또 방현희 작가도 그런 마음으로 작품 활동을 해온 게 아닐까 생각을 했습니다.
감사합니다. Thank you for tuning into Books on Demand. This week we read A Day in the Life of Writer Na by Bang Hyun-hee. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.